Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now on display at the Museum of Fine Arts Boston is the work of an artist who grew up down the street in Roxbury. Equa Holmes remembers wandering museum halls awestruck as a child, and now for the first time has her own work on display. WBUR's Cristela Guerra interviewed Holmes recently inside her new exhibit that's called Paper Stories, Layered Dreams.
Like a family reunion or cherished photo album, to see Equa Holmes' art is to see her life and lineage. She shows me two separate altars she's constructed. One side depicts her grandfather, the other, her aunt. Their facial expressions are open, skin tones a deep warm hue of browns, reds, and oranges, made from a collage of mixed media that include letters and newspaper clippings.
I feel like memory is like looking through a window in time. And I set these altars up as windows where I'm looking at characters from my family, members of my family, and imagining or pulling on elements of their personalities that I knew about.
Her grandfather was deeply religious, an Arkansas lumberman. On his suspenders is the word blood. It's a piece where Holmes interrogates the phrase, pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. What is a bootstrap, she asks, but one's legacy, blood ties, and family. This is the core of her work. She remembers her mother's concern when she first told her she wanted to be an artist.
I remember her saying, are you sure you don't want to be a teacher or a nurse, maybe? And I was like, no, I want to be an artist. So even though she didn't discourage me, which I think was important, she kind of left it open and let me find my way.
Around her, crowds peek over when they realize that the 66-year-old artist who created everything in the room is in their midst. Some walk over to offer a congratulations. Others, like Carolyn Major, couldn't help but give her a hug. A teacher for over two decades, the work touched Major deeply.
It was artistry just provoked such a feeling of purpose, profound intellect, and just grassroots memories of growing up in this area of Boston and the need for people to come together and recognize the commonality of all people and working towards the good of all.
Each collage has subtle details, a comic strip here, an ad there. Some images capture moments she experienced walking through her community, a father and his son at a bus stop, a little girl jumping rope by herself, joyous and unencumbered by life's tragedy. She layers the canvas and gives it meaning.
Some of it is found papers, and by that I mean things like newspapers, magazines, old stamps and different things. And some of it is made papers, which means I create the patterns myself. I like to work in a quilt-like process where I'm layering things and fitting things together like a puzzle to tell the story.
In her portraits, Holmes works mostly in primary colors that remind her of those she found in a box of crayons in kindergarten. In her illustrations, she honors Black history, Black art, Black pioneers, bringing new important voices into these galleries. Nearby, a mother and daughter read one of the books she illustrated together.
I feel happy that these people that are represented in this work are living here for 6 months and interacting with people who are coming through, people who will recognize them as neighbors and friends, as family members. I feel very much like they belong here, the same way I felt when I came here at 8 years old.
Outside, sunflowers sprout on the lawn of the MFA in honor of Holmes' effort to spread joy through local neighborhoods by planting these golden blossoms. Inside, she's created a space where she hopes people can cry, contemplate, and know that they, too, belong here.
I'm between Africa and America, and my former student, Chanel Thurville, is the community artist. And so this, to me, has become a corridor. It's become a Humboldt Avenue. It's become a place where you can sort of look at the history of African Americans in a particular kind of way.
Holmes wishes that her mother could see what her faith in her daughter yielded. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.